Talking with Senator Tom Coburn. Senator Coburn, as we think about some of the things going on in our nation's capital right now, back home we hear a lot, most certainly, about the situation of the immigration measure that's kind of popped up and blossomed after the Arizona vote to establish a state law that basically asked the federal government to enforce existing laws. Do you see an immigration bill coming successfully through the Senate?
No, not successfully. It may be coming. But Oklahomans get it. They know what we need to do. They're not xenophobic. What they want to do is they understand you go to the core of the problem if you're going to solve something. The core of the problem is our border. And until you secure the border, it doesn't matter what Congress passes. All you're going to do is have more problems because you haven't stopped the egress of people into the country, or the ingress. So that's a debate I'd love to have because 75% of the American people understand that. It's just Washington is the one that doesn't have any knowledge or wisdom.
A lot of resources being drained from the immigration issue as well, right?
Sure. And when you know, people are critical of the Arizona law, but if you really know what it said, you can't stop somebody because they're Hispanic if they have something else going on. It's kind of like a seatbelt law. Right now, we don't stop you to check to see if you have a seatbelt. But if you get stopped for some other violation, you don't have a seatbelt on, they're going to ticket you for that because that's a law in Oklahoma. And that's the way it has to be looked at. And what they're saying is you have to, if you're stopping somebody, you have to do that, the police force. They could do it in the past. But, you know, the federal government's failed to do what it was supposed to do. Failed to share it in the costs associated with what it's failed to do, i.e. all these resources that everybody's putting out. And so I'm not upset with Arizona. I'm upset with us. We haven't fixed it.
You're known as, of course, a very strong person when it comes to excess spending in the government. We're starting to see some folks talk about, oops, maybe we need to rethink some things and have maybe budget reconciliation late this year, most certainly maybe after the elections. Do you see that coming, and what's that going to do to this overall mix of what's going on federally right now?
Well, I don't see a budget reconciliation coming because I don't. First of all, they haven't passed a budget, and I'm not sure they got time to pass a budget on the floor. But maybe that'll happen. But again, if you use budget reconciliation as a way to game the system, which is counter to what our forefathers wanted us to do, then maybe they'll do it. Look, we have to stop spending money we don't have on things we don't need. That's the answer. And if you think about it, the federal government's twice the size it was 12 years ago. Think about that. It's now twice the size it was 12 years ago. Do we have twice as many benefits coming from the federal government? Are we really good at child nutrition? Have we really made a difference in terms of dependent people? None of that. So, you know, this idea that we can't cut the federal government is, you know, it's I'll mince my words. It's foolishness. That's not the word I'd use with my buddies, though.
part of obviously of the problem, I think, that you fought against was health care reform. Do you see any chance of revisiting parts of that maybe after the elections?
Well, I think we can nibble on it, but you can't change the basic structure of it until you get a different president that won't veto or repeal. So what we have to do is we have to mean what we say and say what we mean. We have to rebuild confidence in what we're doing and grow it from a minority to majority, and then pass a bill that actually guts this thing and have a president that won't veto it and really go back and fix the real problem. The problem's cost. The reason people have trouble with access is it costs too much. Why does it cost too much? We haven't addressed any of those issues in this health care bill. We're just out here on the symptoms, but we're not addressing the real underlying disease.
You're a physician. What would your advice be back to the citizens of the state of Oklahoma with this thing in place right now, the reality that it's there?
One, get healthy, stay healthy, and make sure you got a great job because we're going to see a two-tier level health care system in this country. People that have the means are going to have great health care, and people that don't are going to have nominal health care. That's what's happening.
Your thoughts on the fall elections as far as the potential of significant change in the Senate or the House.
I've never been good at predicting that. People would think my political acumen's not very good, so I'm better not off not commenting. I have no idea, and it's a long time till election.
You see, if indeed we saw some sizable moves, but maybe not really majority shifts, does that make much difference in 2011, 2012?
Oh, you bet. You give me four or five more fiscally conservative senators in the Senate, we won't do another thing to hurt you. Now, we may not fix what's wrong, but I can guarantee you we won't let us hurt you again.